Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info. Liberal absurdity can be explained in 1 minute. One video, 1 minute. Now, there's an ad that was just put out recently by a guy named Richard Linklater, who is asking Texans to, this is disgusting, pee with LGBT. The whole purpose of his ad, which I'll show you guys in just a minute, it's about a video, it's about a minute long, it's to basically fight the proposed bathroom bill, SB6. It's disgusting. It literally shows the absurdity. And they're trying to say in this ad, it's not about privacy, but about discrimination. There is a massive dilemma, a massive issue, a massive problem with our society right now. People are confused, down all the way to their own identity. Confusion is of the devil. Now, we are all not doing our jobs very well because somehow, now of course, they've had billion-dollar supporters, and of course the elites are pushing their agenda here, but the majority of people oppose transgender bathroom bills, and they support LGBT protections. This is absurd. This is outrageous. Since when? When asked, do you favor or oppose allowing a small business owner in your state to refuse or to provide products or services to gay or lesbian people, if doing so violates their religious beliefs, 64% of respondents answered oppose, while 32% answered favor. That's a massive difference, and this is on ontopmagazine.com. When broken down by religious affiliation, only one group, white evangelical Protestants, had a majority of people, 56%, answer favor. What is going on? Because the absurdity is literally taking over. Now, this ad is claiming that it's not about privacy, but rather about discrimination. But if you combine these two reports, the majority of people are not discriminating. It's a minority that's feeling stepped on. Saying, no, I don't feel like I have to support you. I don't have to agree with every identity you can dream up. Because science doesn't even back this. Find a scientist. I dare you. Find a scientist that says, okay, you can come up with whatever identity, whatever gender you want. And somehow that is biologically okay. There won't be one because there's only two, male and female. Now, this ad, you guys got to see it. Try not to laugh. It's absurd, but there's a serious meaning behind it. They're going after our privacy in bathrooms.
Texas lawmakers want to pass SB6, the bathroom bill, keeping transgender people from using the bathrooms that they identify with.
Now we can stop the bill, but there's only one way.
You've got to roll up your sleeves, pull down your pants, and pee with LGBT.
You got to take a seat to make a stand.
You got to spray it to say it.
Because this isn't a privacy issue.
And we can take care of ourselves.
Because money should be spent keeping kids in school, not out of bathrooms. Hey, don't run in my hallway.
Because passing that bill discriminates against family and friends.
And me.
And that guy.
Because SB6 threatens Texas businesses.
And because we damn sure ain't gonna end up like North Carolina.
IP
with LGBT.
Because everybody pees, and everybody deserves a safe place too.
LGBT. Literally, if one person one day decides that they want to be a man, when really they're a woman, they can do that, use any bathroom they want to, and it's totally fine. And on the other hand, it could be a man who wants to use the ladies' restroom just because he thinks, okay, I'll do it one day. Or, okay, I identify this way this day. You're not going to stop me. The federal government said I can use any bathroom I want. Who cares if I spy on your daughter? Who cares if I spy on your wife? I mean, this is ridiculous. There is a matter of privacy here. And we've got to take a stand. I'm in shock that pollsters found that a majority of Americans support the LGBT protections, though support was higher among Democrats than Republicans, 77 versus 60% respectively. They have done their job of brainwashing the masses. You see all these stupid shows that are on this television? Are these televisions? They're brainwashing the youth. That identity doesn't matter. You can be whatever you want. If you wanted to be a tree, if you want to identify as a tree, go right ahead. You know why? There's an agenda with it. There is a massive agenda with it. If we as human beings are no better than nature or animals, guess what? We can be treated like animals. We can be locked in cages and killed without even, or culled, excuse me, without even the bat of an eye because, well, who cares? It's just another animal. The same thing goes, the same agenda is going with this evolution thing as well. We've got to wake up to this reality before it is too late. Billions of dollars has gone into advertising for support of LGBT and IQA and whatever else they can come up with. I mean, that is how absurd it is. We got to stop this madness. And as you saw here, there is supposedly a 60% Republican support for this absurdity. Which is why I said in the beginning, you can't really say it's liberal because it's not just liberals. It's everybody. We've got to stop the confusion. And we have to stop the nonsense. It is common sense that men should use the men's restroom and women should use the women's restroom by their biological nature, not whatever you can dream up in your head. It is total confusion and we've got to stop it. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.